loss. Any loss is tough, you know. But you know, at the same time, like you said, I thought the guys on defense came out and played well. But you know, our mentality is, I mean, win as a team, lose as a team, and you know, yeah, played a good Cowboys football team today. It's a tough loss.
Jeff, what happened to you in particular in the passing game when you tried to throw? Was it too much pressure? Were there not receivers open? Were you holding the ball too long away?
You know, each play, you know, there's a reason why it doesn't work, and you know, yeah, maybe one time it was a guy was covered up, and time to get back, somebody gets through, or you know, it was a pass where me and the receiver weren't able to hook up. But whatever it is, I mean, we got to go back and figure out why it is that we weren't hitting them early, and you know, try to grow from that and build on it.
Down by two scores late in the fourth quarter, you run twice deep in your own end there that possession. What was going on there? Do I know those were the right calls?
Which
last
time?
Possession. Last possession.
Third and nine from the 21. Oh, with about 2 minutes? You're talking about that time or the time before that? All right, yeah, that time. Really, the one that Doug ran to the right. Yeah, the headphone went out, and I was trying to get a signal, and kind of headphone was kind of cutting in, and then you know, called first thing I could because I looked up and the clock was like at 8 seconds. So first thing, get everybody on the same page, try to get the chunk, you know, but. We were able to, Vincent made a play, a great play after that to get us back in the move. But, at that point, you just either got to call timeout or you got to, call a pass play and put it in the air. But, I mean, that's solely on me.
So, to be clear, the headset went out, you didn't quite hear the play, and you had to call a play.
Yeah.
Call something real quick.
I heard personnel, then here we go free, and then, you know, so it was one of those issues where, yeah, couldn't get it. I mean, it wasn't remarkably loud at that time. It was just cutting in, and then went silent, and then cutting a little more. So, you know, it was one of those things where I got to have a play in mind and call it. And at that point, I was trying to hear, trying to decipher, and then I look up, and there's hardly any time. So, yeah, I did. But, I mean, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if they were going to call it, but. Moving forward, obviously, in the future, that'll be something we'll do.
Was that on one of the run
just
both run plays?
Which
on both of those run plays, your headset was coming in now.
On both of them?
Yeah, right on first down, too, for a yard.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's trying to catch them off guard, you know, trying to catch them playing two-man. You know, ID the guy supposed to be covering, Dougie, you know, and if we can get him blocked, you know, it's a gash, but got a little penetration. Forget maybe with the right edge or wherever, but that play didn't work out.
So it was the second play that the headset went out. The second run.
Because I mean, obviously the coverages they've showed. They're hoping to get a big chunk off the bat, but
you guys win the first game. You put up took some big shots last week and made a lot of plays. Where's this offense stand now after a game like this?
You know, today was honestly an off day for our offense. You know, we feel like we had a great week of practice. You know, moving forward, we feel like there are a lot of things we're doing well. And, you know, today we got knocked off a rhythm a little bit. You know, we got turnover early, scored that touchdown. And, you know, from then on out, whatever it was, you know, it wasn't one thing in particular. It was just a little something here, a little something there that was stopping our drives. But, yeah, as a quarterback, you got to figure out a way to get out of the slump and keep it moving, you know. So we'll go back, study this film, be extremely hard on ourselves when we're critiquing it, and try to figure out a way that no matter what it is we have to do, I mean, make these plays we aren't making today.
I know we're busy on the sideline when the defense is on the field, but some of those guys made a lot of plays. So what was your impression of the way they play and then the inability to take advantage of that?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they put us in a great position, you know. First of all, for the first touchdown, and then as we progressed, it was tied for most of the game. And then, they go up 10-7, and it was kind of a stalemate. And they put us back in a position, and you know, I thought those guys came out, and it was a very gutsy performance by them.
How about Dallas's coverage, Josh? Did they do anything in the secondary that they didn't show on tape or anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, it was. With their coverages, we know they play a lot of multiple stuff, multiple fronts, different looks, and I felt like we were pretty clean in IDing most of it. So, you know, it's just going to be it's a matter of any Sunday, successful, not successful, it comes down to a matter of execution. And as an offense, if you don't have all 11 guys firing on all cylinders, you know, it's going to be tough to get something going.
You weren't able to get the ball to Vincent Jackson until the last possession. Did they do something to take him away? Was it that the plan? Could you sense that?
Well, I mean, Vincent caught the first one. Trying to think, the second one they dropped, dumped it down to Doug. Then the third one, kind of they played cover two, kind of a man look on Mike. And at that point, I mean, you just got to take a shot where it's there, you know. With the way that they were coming, you know, DeMarcus Ware, you got Spencer, those guys are coming. So you're looking for opportunities to get the ball out of your hands downfield to your playmakers. And I mean, Mike got a great release on the guy.
Josh, on the throw to DJ Ware, it looked like it was in his hands. Did he not know that was coming?
You know, yeah, it was really hard. You know, at that point, I mean, cut your losses, punt. But it was a deal where I don't know. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm saying from my standpoint, you know, I wrapped it around the guy, and really, I mean, he can see me. We could see each other, but there were two guys right in front of him. The ball cut goes right around it. So really, I mean, he's got about 5 feet to catch a ball that's thrown at pretty good pace. And you know, that's just tough. You know, that's what I'm saying. You just, when you know it's going to be one of those throws and it's going to be tough for him, you got to just, I mean, put it on the ground.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.